UW-Madison's winter commencement is Sunday. Let's say you're tasked with having to speak to the class of 2019, being rich in wisdom and a student of human nature. What kind of world-changing insight would you share with them? Reach for the stars, never stop dreaming, remember where you came from. How about beat the Wolverines? Our guest may say something like that last one at the Kohl Center this weekend. He's had a few weeks to come up with some material. Jason Gay is a sports columnist with the Wall Street Journal and a UW-Madison alum. Jason, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. And listen, if you have any great lifelong insight, I could use it right about now. I got 24 hours about before this thing, so give it to me, okay?
Now, you've said that you're honored, yes, but kind of shocked that UW-Madison asked if you'd give this commencement address on Sunday.
Oh, come on. Let's face it. You know, I couldn't have been the first choice, right? You know, I'm incredibly honored. I mean, this is really something I never dreamed would ever happen, but let's be realistic. I think the last graduation speaker was J.J. Watt, who is a world-class all-pro football player who raised $40 million for the city of Houston. I pale in comparison, pale to that.
Now, you are, you know, you use a lot of humor in your column and I think in your daily life. I assume you're going to set all that aside and give a really serious, somber address this weekend?
Yeah. It's more or less like a 10-point plan for the nuclear disarmament of Western Europe. I hope the kids enjoy it. It'll probably take about 2.5 hours to get through the whole thing. It's very a meaty speech.
Now, this is a kind of an interesting moment for you, I imagine. And does it lead to some kind of self-reflection? Like, okay, what have I learned in my days since graduating?
Oh, sure. And, you know, as you know, anytime you speak in public, and you do it for a living, but when you speak in public, you can't help but be hit with a vicious case of imposter syndrome. And I've been just crippled by it for the last month or so, just ever since I got this opportunity. I'm somebody who wakes up in the morning not really knowing which way to turn. And the idea of speaking to a class of thousands of incredibly brilliant, and let's make no mistake about it, I could not get into Wisconsin in 2019. There's just no chance. The idea that I'm somehow equipped to give them pearls of wisdom is kind of laughable, but I'm going to do my best. You know, I'm just going to get up there or take big swings, and hopefully they won't fall asleep.
What, looking back, what would Jason Gay, new college graduate, have wanted to hear in those days?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's funny to think about that. I think my college graduation speaker was, in fact, a journalist, Jeff Greenfield, who is a far more distinguished journalist than I ever have been. But I remember more or less being in Camp Randall and wanting to just get out of the sun. You know, I can't confess of thinking I was going into this thing with any huge expectations. I think I had gotten my cap and gown rather late from the university bookstore, and it may not have fit me, and I think my parents were already ready to kick me out of the house. So it's kind of a blur, to be honest with you.
Well, now talk about your path from there to being a columnist at one of the most prestigious newspapers in the country.
Well, you're very kind to put it that way. The truth of it is that I didn't have a master plan leaving Wisconsin. I went into newspapers on the ad sales side. I was an ad salesperson for the first couple of years I did it, and I was truly terrible at it. And this is not an exaggeration. I was so bad at selling advertising to this poor newspaper that the boss of it said, well, maybe we can convert him into a sports reporter. I mean, that's a true story. They said, this guy is so ineffectual as a salesperson, well, maybe we can just turn him into a sports writer. And here I am, you know, 25 years later doing that for a living. So I had the wisdom of somebody who was smart enough to know that I could do a career pivot. But, you know, look, if to be serious for a moment, you do a little bit of self-reflection, you know, in an opportunity like this. And I cannot speak enough about the, you know, bends and twists of luck and magical things that can happen along the way, but most importantly about the people who, you know, sacrificed and advised me along the way. And I've had the benefit of a lot of very tremendous mentors and editors along the way who, you know, took something less than a fully formed product and made it hopefully a little better.
Talking to Jason Gay, sports columnist with the Wall Street Journal, a UW-Madison alum and commencement speaker at their winter 2019 graduation ceremony. That's this weekend. By the way,
Wait,
we've got
this weekend? Sunday?
Oh, wait. Oh, it is this.
Going.
I've got this right, right? Okay, good.
No, you do have it right. I'm just kidding.
We've got a post up at the Ideas Network Facebook page, by the way. You can share your advice, say, for a new graduate. Our listeners can join in there and let us know what you think the new graduates need to hear or what you wish you had heard. That's on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And Jason, we talked about this a little last time when you were in town. It took you a little while to build up your connection, your nostalgia, I guess, for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, that's an absolute truth. And I don't think I'm alone in that. You know, when you go to college, you're kind of this, you know, young, emotional, touchy kind of person who is trying to sort of figure out their way in the world. And you're not terribly nostalgic to begin with. You're young. You're 19, 20, 21 years old. I'm much closer connected to Madison and Wisconsin than I was when I actually went there. I feel so strongly that it's such a wonderful place. And I'm bringing my kids this weekend, and I would love for them to consider it as a school. You know, probably won't have to put my name on the application if we want them to get in. But I feel... you know, this is one of the things that happens. You get a little older, you get a little more nostalgic, and you think about the times in your life when you're most happy, and Madison was certainly one of those for me.
Now, you're in New York now, and I know, like, for the Green Bay Packers, they've got this, you know, national, even international fandom where you can kind of run into Packer fans anywhere. Do you feel that? Do you feel like there's this Wisconsin mafia out there that you run into no matter where you go?
I truly do. I truly do. I mean, and we'll get a taste of why that's so when you see how many people are graduating on Sunday. I mean, we graduate them big at in Madison, and these are big classes, and it's a big school. And yes, I mean, the diaspora is far and wide, and I'm always shocked at how they can always make it to last call, no matter what city in the world you're in.
And you are still in touch with sports here at UW. Last time we talked to you, you'd written that column on you know, how Wisconsin can save the world by beating Michigan. How'd that game come out again?
You're welcome for that. I made it happen with my gentle words in the Wall Street Journal. And yes, the Badgers turned around and beat up the Wolverines. One of the great days I've ever had on campus. You know, the season has had some strange moments. We won't mention what happened in Illinois, but this is a team that did some really impressive things, and I'm glad that they're getting the opportunity to experience a Rose Bowl. I still believe in the Rose Bowl being a meaningful moment. I know the playoff has come and sort of diluted everything, but I still want to beat the junk out of the Pac-12, so it's still important to me.
Well, in that championship game against Ohio State, this is a great first half. I turned away after that. What happened next?
Yeah, well, they just called the game right then and there, and Ohio State went home in shame. I turned it off the same. I haven't heard anything since. Have you?
No, not. I love our selective editing of sports history here. This is great.
I mean, I came away from that game with a very strong opinion, which is that college football games really should be just two quarters. And because once you call them two quarters, they're basically two halves. So there you go.
You just do the math. Multiply by two.
Yeah.
Exactly. We heard on Facebook from Steven. We asked for people's advice for graduates. Steven says, just because you've graduated, congrats, by the way, he says, realize that your education is not over. Keep learning every chance you can and quickly in the real world. Don't get discouraged when you get schooled in the world outside of college. What do you think, Jason?
I think, what's the gentleman's name?
Steven, yeah.
Steven, can you be there at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning? Because I can just plagiarize everything you write. That just sounds fantastic to me. Listen, all of that is incredible wisdom. And I don't think I'm alone in this either, that as you get older, you feel a little guilty about the opportunity, the lack of taking advantage sometimes we do in school, the opportunity to just sort of sit and spend time with books and really study and focus on one or two things. You know, our lives get crazier and crazier as we get older, children enter, jobs get weirder. It's the kind of luxury of learning is something that cannot stop with just college.
You know, Jason, I don't know if you're here, too. I've got kids. We're doing college visits nowadays, and I feel like I'm just starting to figure out what I want out of a college as I go on these visits with them. Do you ever look back and think, oh, if I had to do it over again, I would have blank at college?
No question. I mean, this is probably not the kind of thing you want your commencement speaker to be admitting on the eve of commencement, but I probably would have studied a little bit harder. I probably would have applied myself a little bit more, especially in some of those comparative literature classes that I was maybe dozing off on in the back of. But I lucked out with Wisconsin. It was a school that, you know, someone recommended to me. I came from Massachusetts. I was not, you know, familiar with the school terribly much, and it changed my life in so many positive ways. And now, you know, I have this wonderful family. You can hear my child smashing Legos in the background.
Nice.
You know, things are wonderful. And it speaks to what you're saying, that, like, we don't really know. We don't, you know, and to the students who are out there making those decisions, choices, and hopefully you have choices, and even if you don't, these things tend to work out. I think we put too much stock in focusing on one thing when, you know, life is just, you know, a series of happenstances often.
Now, you've mentioned that imposter syndrome, that feeling you have, Jason. You're not alone in that. Probably a lot of these new grads are going to be feeling like that. Any thoughts on how to, in these young people today, they're pretty smart, I'm finding. Any advice for them to get over their own imposter syndrome?
Well, you know, it's the job of the previous generation to always dump on the next generation, right? And there's no shortage of that, right? You know, people dumping on millennials or Gen Z or any, you know, people who are under the age of 35 as being entitled or this or that. And the truth of it is, you're 1,000% right. They're so much sharper, more fluent in so many things than you or I ever were or will be. I think that they should, you know, if they're entering any kind of new environment, just have the comfort in the fact that things are not going to just go according to plan. You can't script, you know, the first 6 months of your life, much as you can't script the next 16 years of it. It really is, you know, a woefully and sometimes exhilaratingly chaotic experience. And I think that's the best part. You know, the thing that I'm most envious of these students, besides their full heads of hair and beautiful unblemished skin, is that open road that's out in front of them. I mean, the fact that they are just looking at, you know, any different number of different directions they can spin off from here, that's just an incredible, enviable thing.
Jason, thanks a lot, and enjoy your trip back to Wisconsin.
I appreciate it greatly. And again, Stephen and anybody out there, if you have any ideas, meet me in front of the Kohl Center around 9 o'clock and just give them to me on index cards. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
That's Jason Gay, sports columnist with the Wall Street Journal, UW-Madison graduate and commencement speaker this weekend at the UW-Madison's winter commencement.